Yeah, can you get this voice check?
Yeah. No.
Good.
Now tell me your name and your affiliation, what you do. Your name.
My name is, my name is Walda Katz Fishman, and I have lots of organizations that I work with. I'm part of the Grassroots Global Justice Alliance delegation. I'm also a member of the League of Revolutionaries for New America, and also Sociologists Without Borders, which is a scholar activist organization.
Let's start with the scholar activism then. How does your work as a scholar and an activist interface with what you're doing here at the Social Forum?
So I am the ultimate participant observer. And so I think I've always been drawn to Marxism and to, sociology for social change. And being part of these social movements from the grassroots and from the bottom up really gives me, I think, a somewhat unique perspective. So I'm both within the movement as part of grassroots organizations, and then as I reflect on it, write about it, try to analyze it, I really do it from the point of view of being inside the movement.
So why the social forum process? Why is that important to you?
Mm. Because we are in a period of history that's very critical, and we need to build a powerful movement to make fundamental social transformation. Capitalism is in crisis. We've been in crisis for hundreds of years, and certainly, this current phase has put us in deep crisis for the last 20, 25 years. So building movement is something that politically I've been really committed to doing for the last 30 or 40 years of my life. We connected to the social forum process actually in 2003 in Porto Alegre. And it seemed to be an important space for bringing social movements together across sector, across race, ethnicity, gender lines. And I was, fortunate to be part of Grassroots Global Justice, which really, from the grassroots perspective, brought this back to the United States. And the U.S. movement, we think the social forum process is an important process in helping bring together the many different fronts of struggle that are taking place in the United States, but really don't have a center of gravity.
I'm picking up their background noise now. Sorry.
Wow. We could move far
away.
No,
this is fine.
Okay.
So who did you come to the social forum, to the American Social Forum with, and why did you come?
So I'm on the delegation of Grassroots Global Justice Alliance, and that has been one of our kind of political homes for since 2003, so what's that, 5 years. I think that being part of the grassroots organizations in the United States that are working on, immigrant rights struggles, housing struggles, gender struggles, domestic worker struggles, that to help see the social forum through their eyes and through that perspective is really important. And in one of the sessions I was at yesterday on ALCA and social movements, they used the phrase that Marquez has coined, from the bottom and from the left. And I think that that's a commitment that I have, and that some of the folks that I work with have, and we think that Grassroots Global Justice is one of the best places, therefore, to be in the social forum process, because it's from the bottom and it's, from, the progressive left.
Right. And what were your goals here at the American Social Forum, and what did you do?
Really good question. I think that this question of hemispheric unity, the question of really linking the social movements in the United States at the grassroots level with social movements in the hemisphere at the grassroots level is for us a first strategic step in building global unity of our movement, from the bottom up. So this question of really, really taking time to reconnect with COMPA, Convergence of the Movements of the Peoples of the Americas, which was a network of movements of the hemisphere. So one real goal was reconnecting with them. We also met with the Hemispheric Social Alliance. So I think really building hemispheric unity and connecting with our counterparts here in Latin America, South America, Central America, and a couple from Canada.
Do you feel like the U.S. process is now more connected to the hemispheric process and the global process? And what are some of those relationships that were built?
So I actually think that this forum, the Forum of the Americas, was the most important forum in making the hemispheric link, because at the World Social Forum, you kind of get lost. You know, you get lost and, you know, you're looking for folk from Asia, you know, because we have a lot of Asian immigrant communities that are part of GGJ, and some African descent folks. So they are, you know, kind of looking for their counterparts from, you know, the continent of Africa. And so I think that the America Social Forum, which is really very specifically the Americas, right? It's the hemispheric or continental forum. That I think we have really consolidated. I think we've done that. And I think through being here, I think through conversations with COMPA, I think through, you know, workshops on, you know, the ALBA, what everyone thinks about that, and how social movements could be involved in that process. I do think that about that concentration, and I think it was both indigenous. I think that the whole indigenous presence here has been very important, because we have a fairly large indigenous delegation within GGJ. And so I think making those connections of indigenous struggles from, you know, the United States and indigenous struggles here, Latino, and, you know, the sort of Latin American connect. And so how I think through these organizational networks and the workshops and connecting to other alliances.
What's the take-home message? I mean, and where do we go from here? I mean, like what are we taking? Are you feeling optimistic? What do we take back from this to the States?
So I think that we know, since we left home in a couple of months before, that this sort of structural crisis of finance capital, which is really just, you know, and speculative capital, which is the leading edge of, you know, capital today, that hit. And we know that the crisis we were feeling before that is going to be tenfold. So I think here there were a couple of themes. One was, how is the crisis, you know, emanating from the United States impacting both those of us there and here? What, if anything, do the U.S. elections mean? And how do we continue to deepen the convergence of our movements and really create a vision? I think that the more radical anti-capitalist frame that is here is something really important for U.S. movements. So, you know, we're going to take back, look, folks, you know, we look to the global, you know, some people, many of us look to the global South for inspiration. This is where they are. We've got to take this seriously. What is going on with capitalism? Not just imperialism that's out there, but what is going on with capitalism, you know, along with patriarchy that it embraces and white supremacy and anti-immigrant analysis that it embraces. So I think it's a real important moment to be thinking about the vision. I think what we take home is we've got to be constructing the vision with our base, okay, with our real base of our organizations, with the domestic workers, with the Asian immigrant young women and men in New York City, you know, with the domestic workers of the Bay Area, and so on.
What did you think about the forum in general? I mean, what were your impressions? I mean,
So I take away a couple of things. There were three sessions that I went to that were really important yesterday. One was the conversation about socialism in the 21st century, and it had a workshop format, and it was led by some of the Cuban folk. And that was a really just nice space to be in, one, because we were taking on heavy questions, and two, because it was a popular education methodology. And you know, really, that this is the conversation we've got to have. Are we talking about socialism? And if so, what is it going to look like and how are we going to get there? The COMPA conversation was really important because it is the anti-capitalist network of the hemisphere. And it hasn't been active because of lack of resources, and we're going to have to figure out how we do it without resources. So that was really powerful. And the conversation about ALBA and how social movements might connect to a conversation about the governments of of the hemisphere that are connected to ALBA or pushing governments into ALBA. And then for us to think about what is socialism, what is the process of moving there, and really trying to get clarity about really where are these governments, the Bolivian government, the Venezuelan government, the Ecuadorian government, you know, to really get clarity on that and to bring those questions back home and to figure out what would socialism in the 21st century in the United States look like, you know. So I think that's been a takeaway. And today I spent a little time in the World March of Women session. I wanted to spend more, but we were in another meeting. And I think connecting to the most radical, the most revolutionary women, you know, of the world is really important. And we take that back. And then some students here doing song, doing cultural, you know, cultural political work. So I got a sort of a little flavor of, you know, not just the heavy duty, like, let's think about, you know, theory and practice and vision and strategy, but also how in a popular way do we engage our base communities and make the revolution a fun thing as well as a hard work thing. And I take back that this is it. You know, this is the time that we have got to get very serious about what are we going to do with the capitalist monster that's been killing us, you know, for centuries. And how do we move forward?
Just one more question. Beyond grassroots global justice, what do you think about the American presence here in general, or the relationship between you know, U.S. movements and...
That's another really good question. I think I've probably been less connected to the U.S. delegation, or to U.S. delegations, right? I mean, I've run into friends and folks that I know here and there. And so I don't know that it, again, I don't know that it has any identity, right? And I think that that's something that we should think about, those of us who come from the United States, you know, outside of grassroots global justice. Who are we who are coming to these forums, and how do we connect and do the work when we get back home? It was an interesting conversation. We had a meeting this morning with the Hemispheric Social Alliance. Are you all aware of that? Okay. So they would like Grassroots Global Justice to be a member organization. And we talked about the challenges of working with the organizations from the U.S. that are primarily Washington Beltway policy organizations and the AFL-CIO. And the lack of, you know, the lack of real common work that exists between grassroots work and the work that they do. And that we've been in struggle since really NAFTA. Since the NAFTA period, we've been in struggle about, does the movement lead, or does convincing your congressperson not to vote for something lead? And how do we make those work to build the movement? Since we actually believe that only building the movement will change anything, you know, at the policy or government level. And so what they said was that they really thought it was important for those organizations within the United States that are part of the Hemispheric Social Alliance, and we could broaden that are part of a broad social forum process, that we need to work these things out. And I think GGJ's perspective is that we needed to strengthen and really have a grassroots voice, okay? And now that there is a social movement voice that is from the bottom and from the left, that we are in a position to begin to talk with other sectors. And I think we feel that way about the next U.S. social forum, more trade union participation, you know, from other sectors that need to be involved in a transformative movement. So I think that that is a part of the next period of work that we have to do. And somehow those sectors, we need to know who they are, and we have to figure out a way to have those conversations and to get folk involved in the next U.S. social forum process in a more intentional way, since we think that's still an important process. You know, whatever the pros and cons of the social forum process, at least in terms of the U.S., it becomes at least a tactical tool to use in convergence and movement building.
For your piece, that's great.
Great, okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I meant everything I said, so. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So